Hello, this is Joe Tomalin. I'm at the Edinburgh Fringe, and I'm talking to several performers and a director of a beautiful puppet show. So would you all like to introduce yourselves, please?
Hi, I'm Yu Jia Huang. I'm from Taiwan, and I'm a director and producer and puppet maker and co-design of this show.
Okay. Hello, I'm Sailin Cuevas. I'm from Puerto Rico. I am a puppeteer and a mask work on the show.
Hello, my name is Brenda Luis Lopez. I'm from Puerto Rico as well. I am one of the puppeteers, a mask performer as well, and we all devise the show together.
Hi, my name is Celine Zhang. I'm from Taiwan. I'm the puppeteer and mask person in the show and co-devising as well.
Thank you.
So you mentioned that you have all co-devised this show. Where did the idea come from?
Our ideas basically come from our own experience as an immigrant in the UK. And then we are, as a foreigner in the UK, we've got all similar experience. And then that led us want to make this show. And the devising is because we are all part of this show. It's if we are all as an immigrants in this country and we've got all similar experience, it's for me personally, I feel like it's better to all devise the show together with our own experience and all the books that we've already read. Yeah.
And also you made many of the puppets, designed many of the puppets. Could you explain or talk a little about the different styles? There's so many different styles of puppetry in this show.
We've got rod puppet, which is the big cockroach. And then we've got hand puppet, gloves puppet is the squirrel that we made from. And we also have shadow puppets, which I learned in Bali. And all these puppets are held by our actors because we made it first and then we need to try it. So it's really need time to, you know, develop and make it better to make. So it's not only me, myself making this. We also have a designer and then we all gather all these ideas and then make it up and then let actors try. If it doesn't work, we just like make a new one or just fix it again. It's really time consuming. Yeah.
There is also masks and mask characters. Why did you choose to incorporate masks? It's a very interesting aspect of the show.
For me, because at first we know that we are doing an animal story, but it's an animal story in a human's world. And then it's really hard to avoid that we've got no human, you know. It's really hard to avoid without human. This thing. So I was thinking, so what should we do? If we, as a puppeteer, you're doing a puppeteering thing, but at the same time you go to perform as a human without mask, then the puppets and the actor itself is not balanced. It's not equal. And also our designer, Yi Shen, she is a mask specialist, and then she really loves masks. She wrote a dissertation about mask performance as wearing mask actors become a puppet from the mask. Don't know how, do you understand what I mean? So then we want to try to link this together. Also, she's a specialist, so that's why we use it. And also all the masks, we are not specialists. We all develop the mask scene together. It's really hard. We really spent a lot of time doing that. It is really, really hard.
I'd like to ask you about the devising process. And what was the most interesting or challenging part of that for you?
It was really interesting for me because we had to research a lot for the animals and for the story itself, even though we base it on our own experience. We had to research. Also, we used children's book as well. So every start of rehearsal, we used to read or talk about a children's book about immigration. So that helped our process and our story develop a bit.
One of the things about working in children's theatre is not scaring children.
Yes.
And I thought that was an interesting aspect of your show. Could you talk a little about the choices made with, say, how it is with the music or the characters or the voices that make it appeal to children but not scare them?
Yeah, so we had the idea of a cockroach because a cockroach is sort of... from people's perspective, it's really ugly, it's not welcome. And then it's interesting how we made it into like a cute puppet of cockroach. And so that was interesting. As well as the voices, I think we sort of discovered it through devising. We sort of played around with the puppet and just tried to search for the voice, and it just came naturally. And I think Yuja has a music designer that takes care of the music, yeah. That's about it.
What about the set? Could you talk a little about the set? It's very interesting. What's it made of, and how do you manage to move it as well as be puppeteers and mask characters?
Yeah. Well, our set is basically made of carton boxes that Yuja and the designer as well like work on them. Celine as well work on them. They all paint it together and design it together. And it's actually a part of the show. All of the scene changes, like we all help to make the different changes. Those boxes change from being boxes from stuff bring from China to being a bush in a park to be in a city with lights and everything. So they're a very important part of our show, and actually the cockroach comes out of a box. So basically our show is like the cockroach is the star, but the box will take like a second place.
It's actually from Taiwan, it's not from China.
Yeah.
The boxes. Yeah, it's moved from Taiwan. Yeah, that's all we
need. So they're authentic.
Yeah, authentic.
The
I think it's, yeah, the boxes on stage, they are authentic. It's the thing, it's just they are from Taiwan. Yeah.
And finally, where will you take this show next?
We will go to London to perform in East 15 Acting School for two shows at the end of September, and the next, we don't really know. Yeah.
And are you going to develop more puppet shows? And will they be for children?
Yes, I think so, because I love children's shows, and I really love puppets, and that's the only two reasons why I make this show. So I think in the future I will still make this.
Yeah. And why do you feel that puppetry is translates to children so easily?
I think it's because it's animation in a way on the stage, and then it's pictures moving together. They are just pictures, and then it's, I think, children just, I think that's easier for children to see, yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you all of you for being here and speaking to us. It's very interesting information that we found out about the development of a puppetry show for children. Thank you. Bye bye.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.